further complicate my life. Your opportunity to call up and request great moments of past shrieking. We do it the first Monday of every month, just to give people a chance to hear bits that they may not have heard before, or maybe one that they want to hear and tape on that old wall and sag. Let's see what the maggots want. Hello, hobble, hobble.
We'll agree.
Yeah.
I wanted to congratulate you on your fudge packing song.
Did you like it?
I thought it was terrific.
Thank you.
Listen, if I want to request that song in the future, can I only do that on Mondays?
I don't know if I can do it again, buddy. I'm risking it anyway. There's too much fudge packing going on around here.
Oh, what a drag.
Yeah, they're getting on me about it.
Oh, well.
So I'll do it again sometime for you.
Okay.
Maybe Christmas morning.
Ah! Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a request.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to make a request for a Hospital Corman story.
A Hospital Corman story?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I was never a Corman. I didn't opt for the 90-day school. I went all the way to become a doctor.
Yeah, but the hospital corpsman took just as much guts to be a hospital corpsman as it took to be a soldier.
Does even more, because you get them in their blown-away condition. You get them oozing. You get them screaming. Sometimes the only thing you can do is light a candle and place it between their lips, like John Wayne used to do. I understand where you're coming from, buddy, but no, I went all the way. I became a surgeon. And I was one of the best there was. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream pompously, "These hands have been touched by God!" And I remember at the cocktail party for my graduation from medical school, I had an uncle, long since retired, but a medical man himself. And he came over to me a little drunk, a little boozy. He said, "Well, Doctor, do you know the most important thing in all of medicine? Let me tell you that right now." And I looked at that old drunken fool and I said, "No, tell me." He said, "The most important thing is collecting your fee. Because for all the vaccines ever created, for all the great medical milestones ever passed, no doctor ever continued his practice without collecting the fee. And as you look over my home where we're having this party for you now, and you see my pool and my Maserati, I could have done none of this without collecting the fee. So keep your ideals high if you must. Keep your dreams and your hopes. But remember to get the money." I said, "Sure, Uncle, I'll remember that," as I watched him stagger away, and I thought, what an old fool he is. But then as the years went by and the gray accumulated at my temples, the workload built up and I lost all my youthful idealism, I realized the words he said were true. There's nothing more important in medicine than collecting the fee. You've sat there with Mrs. Ochengurtis's oozing sores for 3 weeks only to have the check bounce. Or worse yet, they leave town, no forwarding address. So the more I learned about medicine, the more I realized my uncle was right. He also told me something else, that after you've already examined somebody and had them pay big bucks for tests, you'd better have a conclusion. Because if someone comes to you with a nagging problem, and then you tell them after weeks of examination you don't know what it is, you can't collect the fee. It's like having somebody with a car problem, they bring it to a mechanic and they drive it away, it's still doing the same thing, there's no way they're going to pay you. So remember these words. If anyone comes to you and you can't figure out what's wrong with them, just tell them that their bowels are locked. And I thought, what a fool that man was. I didn't realize it, but one day when I examined Mrs. Baumgartner and ordered all the tests and weeks went by, I realized I had no other alternative. I'd invested weeks of office time. And still, all her blood was normal. Her blood pressure was normal. Her heart was normal. Everything was normal. And she still complained of chronic pain. Finally, I said to her in the office as I slid the bill across to her, I said, "Well, my diagnosis, Mrs. Baumgartner, is that your bowels are locked." She looked at me. She said, "But doctor, I've had diarrhea for 3 weeks." I said, "My God, that's worse. They're locked in the open position." 321-101.